Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, your weekly sip of wisdom, warmth, and real talk. I'm your host, Tine, and I just want to say thank you for pulling up a seat and sharing this moment with me. Whether you are brewing a cup, walking the dog, or catching your breath between meetings, this is your space to pause, reflect, and pour into you. Today's theme is one that everything else in life rests on: foundation. What are you standing on? What's holding you up? How solid is your foundation? Go ahead, grab a cup, and let's get into it.
Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
When we hear foundation, we usually picture concrete, something solid beneath a building or some other structure. But today, we are talking about something a lot more important, something with more meaning and more depth. We are talking about your personal foundation. What is your foundation built upon? It might be your faith, your values, your identity, or your sense of purpose. How solid is your foundation? It might be firm, or it could be a little wobbly right now because it's based on old beliefs, old habits, and the opinions of others. Think about this. Have you ever been in a season where you were building on cracked cement? This is what I mean. You were in a season where you were saying yes to everyone and everything that came your way. You were moving and shaking. The truth, however, is that you were holding up a strong front for everyone, all the while crumbling inside from the pressure. Remember, pressure reveals what's underneath. It may have been a relationship that looked perfect until it was tested. It may have been a job that paid well, but it cost you your peace. Both of these look great on the outside. It's not the surface that sustains you. It's what's underneath. The main question for now is, how do we rebuild or build a solid foundation? Don't fret. That's the focus of today's 3 steep tips. Tips designed to help you inspect, build, and or rebuild your foundation. Let's get into them. Tip number 1, clarify your non-negotiables. Ask yourself, what values do I refuse to compromise? What boundaries do I refuse to move? If you haven't named your non-negotiables, life or other people will try to do it for you. While preparing this talk, I thought about the prophet Nehemiah from the Bible. Nehemiah set out to do a great work, rebuild the city walls. And as soon as he started, he was sent a message from someone saying, "Come down, I want to talk to you about the project." I just love Nehemiah's response. He said, "I am doing a great work and I cannot come down." And that is a lesson for each of us. Know that as soon or soon after you start working on yourself, there will be external forces pulling for your attention. Just remember the words of Nehemiah and say, "I am doing a great work and I cannot come down." Don't give in to the pressure. Stand firm and your non-negotiables. Tip number two, check your alignment. Are your daily habits and decisions in sync with your long-term vision? Know that you can't build a legacy on convenience. Exercising, eating better, downtime, any other foundational activity may not be convenient, but neither is replacing a cracked foundation. How do you recognize a cracked foundation? Well, here's an example. Are you saying you need to lose weight while still eating snack cakes? Yep, that one hit me between the eyes. It may not be physical, it could be financial. Only you know what's out of alignment. If you own a vehicle, you know that if your front end is not properly aligned, your tires will wear unevenly and your car will pull to one side, making the task of driving more difficult. The same is true for our life. Being out of alignment costs more and creates more tension. So take a minute and check your alignment. Tip number three, strengthen one thing at a time. That's right, one. Don't try to rebuild everything at once. Concentrate on your self-worth or your boundaries or your finances. Pick one area and pour into that. I don't know about anyone else, but that takes some work for me. I'm the do 12 things at one time type person. Not only that, focusing on one thing seems like an inconvenience, but again, it may not be convenient, but it is necessary. You and I are building a foundation, a solid foundation meant to hold our legacy. If we don't manage our foundation, life will define it for us, and life rarely picks what's best. Reflect on this question. What's one area of your life that needs reinforcing right now? While you consider the question, allow me to recap the three steep tips. Number one, clarify your non-negotiables. Number two, check your alignment. And number three, strengthen one thing at a time. Okay, let's move forward. You know this is Tuesday Tea with Tina, so it's time to spill the tea. Are you ready? Are you listening to this broadcast and thinking, I am older. Is it too late for me to rebuild? Let me tell you, absolutely not. It's never too late to pour a new foundation, and your past does not cancel your purpose. In fact, your lived experiences add depth and strength to what you're building now. You're not behind. You're beginning again with wisdom. So whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, you can still build something that lasts. And this time, it will be on your terms. Let's wrap up this episode with an affirmation. Say it loud and let it soak in. Repeat after me. I am grounded. I am growing. I am building a foundation to hold something that will last. Yes, my friend, you are. And that's all for today's episode. Thank you for spending this time with me. Let me also say thank you to everyone that has subscribed, given a thumbs up, or left a comment. Know that I appreciate you. If today's message stirred something in you, share it with a friend. And then like, subscribe, ask a question, leave a comment, leave a review, all the things. And join me next Tuesday right here as we brew up something new, rooted in truth and growing in grace. Until then, protect your peace, honor your growth, Strengthen your foundation and keep steeping in purpose.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tina. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tina airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen, together. Tuesday Tea with Tina is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose.